Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, with a thank you to Governor Lombardo. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, an interesting article came my way from Greenwire, a publication which follows very closely the details of what's happening on the environmental front. The article shared that there had been a Federal Register publication for the records of decision that had been approved for Bureau of Land Management for sage-grouse plans in Colorado and Oregon. It was also reported that BLM's effort to squeeze in approval for final sage-grouse plans for the remaining states they were hoping to lock down before the next presidential administration took office fell short of being accomplished. One of the missing states is Nevada. BLM couldn't wrap up the slam dunk that they had desired, cramming the proposal that they had determined should be applied to sage-grouse management in Nevada because they couldn't get the necessary governor's compliance agreement. They also fell short of obtaining that type of agreement from Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. The article noted that there's some uncertainty over what happens now. It isn't uncommon for new administrations to freeze regulations from going forward with accepting pending regulations from their predecessors. There's also a number of ways the wheels could fall off the plans that the Biden BLM crew had in mind for how sage-grouse would have been managed if they had gotten their way. Perhaps the best approach would be to keep doing things that the way they've been doing and not change anything. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.